Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Yudzayin. The Gemara with Bay says, "How do we know that a kohen cannot be mechus abegodim?" Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "V'chagartam oisam ovnet Aaron avonov v'chavashtam mikboyes to wear the bigdei kihuno v'oisol lehem kura l'chukas oilam bezman shebigdeim aleim kuhunosam aleim ein bigdeim aleim ein kuhunosam aleim." What makes a kohen into a kohen is if he wears the begodim. Without the begodim, he's not really a kohen. Now, Yosef Engel and his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, Chelek Beis, Ma'areches Beis Gimel Ois Yudzayin, he brings the Ravid that says that a Kohen in Beis HaMikdosh needs to wear Bigdei Kihuna even if he's not doing the Avodah. Even if when he's just being in Beis HaMikdosh, he has to wear Bigdei Kihuna. Yosef Engel brings many Rayas against it, but he brings one Raya to the Ravid from the Divrei HaZohar. Because it says in the Zohar, in the Raya Mehemno, it says a list of things that a kohen has to do, and one is lilvush bigdei kihuna b'migdosh. Another one is rechitzas yadam v'raglayim la'avoid b'migdosh. So it says you have to wash hands and legs to do avoido. And it says you have to wear begodim. It doesn't say to do avoido. Masha, you have to wear begodim even if you don't do the avoido. So except for all the rayas, the Yosef Engel asks, what's really the avon and the rivet? Why would you need to have bigdei kihuna if he's not doing an avoido? The bigdei kihuna is for the purpose of the avoido. What will be the reason to have bigdei kihuna even without the avoido in Beis HaMikdosh? But this goes to the understanding of what is the idea of bigdei kihuna. Why do you have bigdei kihuna? The Shem Shmuel in Parashat Tzav Tafish Hangimel brings the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. The what is the reason the Kohanim have bigdei kihuna but the Levim do not have bigdei kihuna? Says the Avnei Nezer, the reason is because the Kohanim have Gdusha, a higher level of Gdusha, which is called more Pnimi. It's more concealed. The more something is Kaddish and concealed, it needs to be covered more. The Levim are more on the outside. They scream out loud, they sing, you hear them outside. They're not concealed, so they don't have to have Gdim. But the Kohen has a Gdusha, which is more concealed. So you have to have Gdim. It says the same way the Nesham, when it comes down to the world, needs to have a Guf. A Malach who comes to visit the world is going to be covered with a guf. We can add to that, a Sefer Torah needs to have a special cover. So also the Kohen needs to have Bigdei Kihuna. So the Shem Shmuel says, adds on his father, he says, but the Neshama of a Yid, what's the cover of the Neshama? The guf itself. So why the Kohanim have another cover, which is the Bigdei Kihuna? Explains the Shem Shmuel, because by Kohanim, not only the Neshama is Kaddish, but the guf is also Kaddish. The guf also has a gdusha. So you have to cover the guf with the begodim. And he brings a rayo that the kohen has gdusha on his guf. Because he brings the maharal that says the Aaron and the kohen is called Aaron because the hay is the letter which is in the middle of the singles in the gematria. Resh is in the middle of the hundreds. And Nun is in the middle of the tens. And Aleph is keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu aluf shaloylum. That's the name of Aaron and the kohen, and that's what he's mashpia to his children. So says the Shem Shmuel, the name is not only on the neshama. The name is in the neshama and the guf together. So the idea that Aaron HaKohen is the middle and the gdush, which is in the middle, applies to the neshama and guf together. Then the Ma'aseh said, there's a big yesoid, which my father Shlito learned it from the Maharal, that the gdusha of guf, the kohen is gdusha as a guf. And that's the reason Avraham Avinu is a kohen lekel elyon. Because the whole avodah of Avraham Avinu is to be kaddish the guf. So he has gdusha like a kohen on the guf. That's the reason that a kohen, his body has to be intact. He cannot have any blemish. Because his guf is God Kodesh. It's a gili of Gdusha. It says the Shem Yishuo, that's the idea of the Bigdei Kihuna. The Bigdei Kihuna is to cover the guf of Kodesh. Now if so, so why doesn't the kohen have to wear Bigdei Kihuna outside of Beis HaMikdosh? So this Rabbi Yosef Engel addressed at a different place in his Asvan de Raisa Klayutes. And there he says that a kohen, only when he's in Beis HaMikdosh, that's when the Gdusha is revealed. I mean, that's when the kohen needs to be in the higher level of Gdusha. That's when his Gdusha is revealed outside. Because when he's outside Beis HaMikdosh, not Mokom Kodesh, you don't reveal the Gdusha of the kohen. But when he's in the Beis HaMikdosh, doing the Avodas HaKodesh, that's when the Gdusha is revealed, and that's when you have to conceal the Gdusha with a Bigdei Kihuna. So in Mele, we have an understanding in the Ravid. The Ravid says you have to have Bigdei Kihuna even when he's not doing an Avodah. Because the mere fact that he's in Beis HaMikdosh brings him there to that revelation of Gdusha of the Kohen, and he mainly has to wear Bigdei Kihuna. Now this daf is being learned on Erev Yom Kippur. And Rav Tzadik HaKohen, the Pri Tzadik, in Erev Yom Kippur, Yis Aleph, explains So what is the Maila of Erev Yom Kippur? I'm going to expand a little bit what he says. We have many times achilos, eating and taking care of the body in Gdusha, but that's always in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Kodesh. But Erev Yom Kippur is a weekday, and still there's Gdusha to the achilo and shtiyah, taking care of the body. When we come to Yom Kippur, it's a day of the neshama. The guf is really not really functioning in Yom Kippur. There's no achilo, there's no shtiyah, there's no taking care of the guf. But in Erev Yom Kippur, you're taking care of the body. And that achilo and shtiyah is a mitzvah and has a level of tainis. There's gedusha to the guf. That's the big mile of Erev Yom Kippur, to be mekadesh the guf. And according to what we're learning, the koyin, all koyanim of gedusha saguf and beis hamikdash. And that is the gilui that we have in Big Dekiuno. That's what the gilui that every yid has in Erev Yom Kippur, that is guf and tzoyche guf become kodesh. We shall be zoyche to a gemar chasim atoivo and to a good geben shtiyar. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.